Hello, welcome home.
Hi everybody, happy Monday.
Is your audio just gonna kick in?
No.
Are we sure we have audio?
I don't know, can you hear us all right? Maybe somebody could, here, I'll check it, let me check it.
Yeah, you check, that's fine, I can. Oh, no, I'm having a sound issue, Chuck is, okay. Oh, I hear you.
I hear it now.
Okay. Chuck is having a sound issue, but it sounds like you're okay. So the video, the sound for some reason didn't come through, so I will fix that for next week.
Yeah, he worked this afternoon to make a new intro video to update it because a lot of the footage from the previous is like 4 years old and other things. So why does Jack always drink water when we start the live feed?
He doesn't want to have a dry throat.
So we're going to we'll fix that. There is audio that goes.
Yeah,
there.
I had it finished and I played it. Then I had to run and go get Aiden dinner real quick. And by the time I get back, I realized the file was a little too large to upload into the entire browser. And so that's the issue. But I know how to fix it, so I'll get it fixed for next week. So it'll even be better next week.
Better.
So you have to tune in next week to see it better.
Okay, so before we get started, please, please, please share this video with your friends. And if you are, whether you're new to this crazy show, or you've been watching for almost 4 years now, we'd like to know where you're watching from. So let us know where you're watching from. Just put your city and state or wherever you may be, because that's always really cool to see. And if you are watching the replay, type replay and then tell us where you're watching from, because how cool is that? You know, it's kind of neat that you get to see people from like the other side of the world that watch.
All the way over there.
All the way over. Which
sorry,
is really
this is
cool.
Not the best America has to offer. America really has a lot better stuff.
Woo-wee. But yeah, any shares are appreciated because Facebook has been horrendous this year. I was just talking to Joe about that. Joe Dabble, that friend.
Yeah.
And he was saying the same thing. So business pages, fan pages are still getting hammered by Facebook and nobody sees our stuff. So anything that you comment and share on is a huge help to all of us. So thank you.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense Facebook being a social platform, but it doesn't socially serve everybody.
But it doesn't
stuff.
Do anything for you.
I know.
So there's that. All right, anyway, so we got lots to talk about. He doesn't know what we're talking about because I wrote, again, my handy dandy notebook and I wrote chicken scratch.
And I'm trying to read chicken scratch. Before we get too far into this, though, I just wanted to say really quickly, through request of you, we've had a lot of people ask if I could create a podcast of the audio of the show every week. So I have done that, actually. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify's podcast, look under TMSM. You should find us. The logo, actually, I have the what our channel is identified as, is that logo right there that's on your screen now, just TMS, the mainstreetmouse.com podcast. And that's where you will find the audio from, I think the past six shows are up there now because that's all I actually can get for now. But eventually I will be uploading them all as we go forward, and then you can subscribe. And then if you're unable to watch the live feed, or if you don't want to watch the video later, you can just play the audio through your podcast network you listen to.
Yeah, that's really cool actually, because then you can listen to it in the car or, you know, wherever you're
exactly.
at.
So yeah, again, just search TMSM. If that doesn't bring up anything, look for the Main Street Mouse and just look for our logo. And that's how you find us.
And that's the end of that.
And you can subscribe there.
Okay, so I guess we can get started.
Hello, welcome to TMSM Weekly Live, show number 117 for January 31st, 2022. I'm Scott.
I'm Michelle.
31st, did I say 31st? 31st, 2022. Sorry, it's one of those days.
It's one of those days. It's been a long day.
It really has.
So, yeah, let's talk about what's what, because there's some things.
Let's bring it.
For all of you getting snow up north, be careful. Don't hurt yourself shoveling.
No,
be careful on the roads. We had our winter snap this weekend. It got down into the 20s and everybody lost their minds here.
And all the iguanas fell.
And apparently iguanas fell out of trees, which I actually saw like pictures of. And I felt really bad for the iguanas. So.
Yeah, did they feel anything when they wake up?
No, apparently they don't. But here's the funny part, because I have a really twisted sense of humor and I have really, really bad habit of laughing inappropriately sometimes. Like,
are you sure you want to say this out loud?
No, probably not. Okay. But so I was reading the comments because I posted about the falling iguanas.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember this? Because I was crying. Do you remember?
They cried a few times. All in good, not bad. But when she gets laughing sometimes, she does tears come out and I have to decipher if it's a good cry or a bad cry or crying at something else.
So what had happened was this guy who is touchy heart like me, you know, that I feel bad about everything.
Oh, this story.
So apparently, I don't know where this was or when it happened, but so this man, trying to do the noble thing, went around and picked up frozen lizards off the side of the road. All right. Seriously, he did.
What could possibly go wrong?
So he, instead of like, you know, getting a blanket for lizards or, you know, like a hair dryer, an extension cord or something to warm up. So he put all the frozen lizards in his car and then put the heat on. Well, guess what happened? They thawed out. And then he had a bunch of crawling lizards in his car.
It's a good thing they didn't start attacking each other.
I don't know exactly what happened because I didn't read the story. But yeah, so the guy, the lizards thawed out in his car. And apparently it was not a well thought out plan. Because then when they all woke up, yeah.
Yeah, you would have to think, what's going to happen when they do eventually wake up?
I don't know. And it was really nice of him and everything.
At least he wasn't driving around when they thought.
No, he did. I believe.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, I believe that he got in a car accident. I mean, nobody died or anything, but he got in fender bender because all the lizards woke up.
All the lizards?
Allegedly. Died. Yeah, I guess.
He's lucky he doesn't get in trouble with animal control.
I don't know exactly. Please don't quote me. Google man puts iguanas in the car. If you want to read more of the story, I just read what somebody told me. I didn't actually read the story.
Where was this?
South Florida, somewhere.
Oh.
So, yeah. So somebody put lizards in their car. Not a good idea. But anyway, so back to Disney news.
Back to Disney news. Okay.
Okay, so.
And actually, it's not all Disney news this week, is it?
Not all. All right, so let's talk Disney first, shall we? So in the past week since we spoke last, Disney made an announcement that some previous shows and such that have been gone since COVID are coming back.
Oh.
And, excuse me, and then new stuff is also coming, well, sort of, kind of. So let's talk about first, speaking of new, they are putting out a new character cavalcade called Disney Adventure Friends, which is going to feature Coco, Jungle Book, Three Caballeros, Merida.
Isn't it like 30?
Yeah, like 30 characters from all the like Pixar and Disney franchises. It's going to be a new cavalcade, so we're going to have to go check that out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Disney Adventure Friends. What?
Nothing.
What, you going to say something snarky?
No, nothing snarky. No, I'm good with it. Cavalcades are good. As long as it's characters that we're not seeing all the time, I think. I think it needs to be refreshed.
Well, that's why they have like the they're mixing in like Coco and, well, Jungle Book, but then that's true though, but we do see Three Caballeros in Cavalcade sometimes, and Jungle Book, don't we? Don't we see Jungle Book?
They used to have their own show.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know, I just, it seems like we're recycling the same stuff, just pushing in a new place. I'm being positive, it's positively the recycling.
It's a brand new Cavalcade called Disney Adventure Friends.
The Caballeros, I remember they were on stage during the Christmas party.
Oh yeah.
But I thought they were in something else before.
They were on a cavalcade because I remember seeing it. I don't remember which cavalcade it was, but I remember seeing it.
It will be the typical cavalcade that leads over by Splash and goes up to the front, I'm assuming.
We're going to find out because we're going to go check it out when it happens.
See, the next one's one I'm more excited about. So, March 9th, Festival of Fantasy finally returns to the Magic Kingdom, which is huge. We when that went away, it was...
I haven't seen that parade in 2 years.
I know. So it's going to be nice to see it again. So I'm excited to see that come back. So we're getting that parade plus the cavalcade. So I guess that's an addition we're getting. Maybe the cavalcades, people really did enjoy them during COVID.
Well, I think that it just added some extra to, like, your activities in the park. I mean, like, before it used to just be move it, shake it.
Right. Which just went up Main Street, did the hub and or the loop.
Yes. And then the cavalcades kind of gave you a little bit more activity. But Festival of Fantasy, I mean, the 3 o'clock parade is back. I'm really excited about that because I can hear the music in my head like right now. I love that parade, and I was so sad when it went away.
No, it's nice that it's going to be back. I don't think they've added anything. I didn't read anything.
They have not said that they added anything, yes. So I believe it's the previous parade.
The previous
parade. Which would be great.
Which is great, because to everybody, it's going to be like it's new because we haven't had it in so long.
Yeah,
so.
And I think everybody has their favorite floats that they enjoy.
Which one could you possibly like? I can't figure that one out.
I sort of like the Tangled float. Sort of. Yeah. And I do miss the Maleficent dragon. Because, you know, the only time we got to see, there was like the after hours thing that they tried to pull the dragon out for. But I really think that this is just another step towards normal again, and things that people are missing.
Right. And after this, actually, what are we still missing? I mean, I know deep like buffets.
Well, funny you ask. Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair is back on the 25th.
Right.
And that was the stage show that they took during the day.
What, three or four times a day? Something like that.
So that's coming back too. And that was February 25th. So we have Cavalcade. What did I say?
You said Friendship Fair, February 25th. Festival of Fantasy,
March
9th.
And February 11th is the new Cavalcade. So, yeah.
Yep.
Wow. That is really, really cool.
That is really cool. So it's a big thing. A lot of things coming back to normal. Mostly, I think it's just food places now that would be the not what's back to what it was.
Yeah, so what's not? What's not open?
Well, George just mentioned it. Cookie View Review.
Okay.
And the Luau.
1900 Park Fair, which is my favorite character dining.
Trails End is open, but it's more of a family style.
Yes.
That's my favorite sit down, or my favorite buffet on property. It was the best bit, value and everything. So that one was good. No Mask is what's missing. Yeah, Hooky Doo is the big one. That'd be cool when that comes back, because that was like the longest running stage show.
Yeah.
Dinner show.
Yeah, yeah.
So it needed to come back and keep that going. So.
I really think that. What?
No, I just thought something I wish they'd bring back.
What's that?
Happily Ever After.
Oh, I wish they'd bring back Happily Ever After too. But we're talking about food, right?
I know. It's just another thing I'm missing.
But yeah, 1900 Park Fair.
Oh, they turned out
at the Grand Floridian is like the best. Is the buffet is the food is so good. The character interaction is so good, and it's been 2 years. You know, it's so crazy to think that all of these closures started. It'll be 2 years in March.
That is wild, actually.
That all of these things happen. So.
Wishes.
Wishes. Like how I said that? Wishes.
Dream.
Yeah, you can't even just say wishes. You have to sing it. But I think that, you know, Disney, as you know, because you are one, Disney fans don't like change a whole lot.
No.
And when we got all these things taken away and to see them start to come back, mm-hmm. I think that that's great.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. And that's good for bringing people back. To the parks again.
Oh, celebrate the magic. Yeah.
The original.
Yeah.
The original. Yeah. Oh, the other one was called something else, wasn't it?
Celebrate the magic, wasn't it called that?
Yeah, but what was the second?
The castle show.
Yeah, that's what I remember. Then they redid it to a Beauty and the Beast type show.
No, that wasn't Celebrate the Magic. That was something else.
Still the same
Celebrate
concept.
The Magic was awesome.
Yeah, and then that whatever the Beauty and the Beast one replaced Celebrate the Magic.
Yeah, I don't even remember what it was called. It didn't make that good of an impression, apparently, because I don't remember what it was called. Okay, anyway. So, let's see. So, Friendship Fair.
Finding Nemo, the new musical.
Yeah, Finding Nemo. So, those things are coming, and
okay.
I'm excited. So, what else? Oh, Pixar Day at Sea was announced this past week. So it's basically going to be how Star Wars Day at Sea was, or Marvel Day at Sea, which is back in 2023. So all these different themes. Did I say Star Wars Day at Sea? Marvel Day at Sea?
Yes.
Halloween on the High Seas, and then they have
the Christmas.
So there's going to be a Pixar Day at Sea now.
In what ship?
I don't know.
On a Disney ship.
On a Disney ship? Yeah. I don't know. Does anybody know? I'm so, not prepared.
That's okay.
I'm really not prepared.
I'm sure there's an article on our site somewhere.
There is an article on our site somewhere. Or you can contact MEI Mouse Fan Travel because they know. And
they'll be
able
to. That's for sure. But the, that's, I love Pixar, so I think that's pretty cool.
I love Pixar.
So is it going to be its own ship, though, with that? Like, you know how the Marvel Day at Sea, that's the big day that everything goes to, is that Marvel, that one day. Even though it's a five-day cruise, that one day everybody waits for. That's
Marvel Day.
So this is going to be everything, and then one day it'll be a Pixar day.
I'm guessing.
Okay.
I'm guessing that's how it's going to be, because that's how it's been about everything else. Because is Star Wars Day at Sea back, or it's not, is it?
I haven't heard. I know Marvel's back, because I know somebody was on it just last week. So.
Right. And then they mentioned something about next year it's going to be for 2023. And also, did you see that there's a whole lot of, one of my favorite words, hullabaloo, about them changing the color of signs at Disney World. Now, we've had the purple and the red signs like forever, and they're changing them to blue. And apparently people don't like that. We went to Disney Springs the other day. I didn't even notice. Did you notice?
I heard. Well, no, I didn't notice it there. The one of my Facebook friends, I saw they posted a picture of it. And yeah. It was the one going. It said Star Cruiser.
Yes. The one by. So and we went right past there. We should have saw. But yeah, so they added the Star Wars.
Off of World Drive.
Yeah, the Star Cruiser.
Yeah, one that's off of World Drive, not off the Oscar Parkway.
But anyway, so they added the Star Cruiser name to the signage.
So that's probably the first.
And that's going to be opening up soon too. It just seems like it's so weird because like January feels like it dragged, but it didn't.
It's over tomorrow.
I know it's over tomorrow, but I'm just saying that it just feels like a lot has happened, but it still kind of dragged a little bit. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's because there's been so much happening that makes it seem like it's been longer. You know, if that makes sense. Like there's just been so many things coming out so often that it seems like there's been a lot.
I mean, I feel like we just talked to you guys a couple days ago, and it's been a week already since that Hot Mess show from last week. You remember the show from last week?
And honestly, I'm glad for January to get over because I have seen too many people pass away in January, celebrities, and that it's been a crazy month.
It has been a crazy month. I think people are just emotionally and mentally and everything else exhausted. Mm-hmm. And it's the year just started. So but yeah, so blue signs, so that's new.
Do we have any word on the train? That's Robin just said when they were there, there was something they missed with the 50th and I have the train going. I know it has something to do with the track and Tron.
Right, because so they're doing the refurb of the train track because of the Tron coaster. Now, I don't know if Tron is, I could be speaking wrong and I'm sorry in advance, but I don't know if it's on track.
Literally
on what it was supposed to be, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that it got put behind because of COVID, as every project did.
Well, everything did.
And that may have delayed why we still have the train.
But you know what's moving right along is the Guardians coaster. So they put out on Instagram last week also that the NovaCorp Star Blaster, which is like a ship thingy, is on the top of the building in the front of the Wonders of Xandar Pavilion. Are you impressed I wrote that down?
I am. I'm impressed.
Well, not dumb.
No, I was here.
The Wonders of Xandar Pavilion. Basically, Linda.
What? Oh, no, Linda, I don't know if your tree's Valentine's.
It's Valentine's. It's Valentine's tree.
So NovaCorp, do you know the NovaCorp who leads that?
I don't.
That was in Guardians 1, Glenn Close and her group of people. But in Avengers Infinity War, they were all wiped out before the snap. So we don't know if they're still around.
Guess we're going to find out.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. But Xandar is the planet.
Right. I know the planet. Yeah. So anyway, so they're moving along with the, like, if you recall, I told you during the 50th anniversary media event, I got to see inside Cosmic Rewind at Epcot. No, don't pout. I told you all about it. It's like the same thing. It's just
her
like
and Lou came up both saying, oh, Scott's going to hate it. It stinks. It's horrible inside there.
Well, because Lou told me to lie and pretend like it was terrible.
And
so
she can't lie.
So you didn't feel disappointed.
Well, I was disappointed. It could have sucked. I probably would have been disappointed. Thanks, I heard that.
Oh, that was awesome.
You know, if I get the Tron one, I'm taking it.
So, Guardians is supposed to open this summer, I believe.
They have not put out a date yet.
They have not put out a date. So it could be end of the summer. So when I saw the inside, I saw the coaster side of the track. Now, you know, with everything with Disney, there's a queue and then there's the actual ride. So I was standing underneath the coaster, which was really cool and really big.
I was going to say, you said that you both stated that the track looks massive in that building.
It's your shock how much was in there. It's just, okay, so if you guys ever seen like pictures of Rock and Roller Coaster with the lights on or Space Mountain with the lights on and you feel a bit underwhelmed because you're like, oh, that's it? Because there's not a ton of track. There's not a ton on the inside. So it kind of takes away from it when you put the lights on, so to speak, right? Following me?
No, I'm following
you. Okay, so, but this I saw it obviously with lights on because it was a construction site. And it was very impressive as is. I mean, it's really tall, really big. The track itself, I mean, it's just massive. I know it has to be bigger because it's that story coaster with the Omnimover type of cars.
They can spin you around. They can put you. They point you at what they want you to see at that moment. So the track has to be a little bit wider to accommodate.
It's huge. I was in there, hey Joe, I just talked about you earlier, by the way, about how it's important to interact with Facebook pages. So I got you. So anyway, but so we got to see the track, but the queue area was still way under construction. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get to see that. So it looks like because of what they're doing to the front of the building and then putting right. the, what do you call it? The Novacore Star Blaster, yeah. That they're making progress there. So these are all good things.
No, it is. I think that, not that Epcot has a problem with packing the crowd right now, but I really think when the Guardians one opens, it's going to really, it's going to help people who want to go to Star Wars at Galaxy's Edge. Because I think a lot of the traffic that would normally go to the studios because they want to go to Galaxy's Edge, they might be heading to Epcot now to do Guardians for a while.
What about Star Wars and Galaxy's Edge?
The crowd. The crowd is going to be more at Epcot than at Hollywood Studios. So that'll be nice.
Maybe.
For people who want to go to Galaxy's Edge as opposed to Guardians.
Ah, I got you. I thought you meant to see Star Wars stuff at Epcot. No. I totally missed what
Did you not
said.
Get that article? There's that big Star Wars exhibit on
Oh,
there?
Shut up. It's not. I'm like, I know I'm a little frazzled these days and I'm a little tired, but I knew. That's why I'm like, what'd you say about Star Wars and Epcot?
Yeah, they're opening the big Star Wars exhibit on top of the Death Star.
Sure. I mean, at this point,
Shane's doing
who knows? Hey, Shane. So that is new. Also, what else did we do this week?
We went to SeaWorld.
We did go to SeaWorld. Did you guys see the video I posted? So we rode the new coaster, Icebreaker.
Actually, a lot of people watched the video on YouTube.
And oh, cool. Yeah, we have a YouTube channel in case anybody doesn't know. And I, so we rode this coaster, and it was... Don't laugh, you guys. It really has been chilly out here. So the fact that we rode Icebreaker on a cold day, it was cold to be on a coaster in the cold.
They gave us winter hats.
They did. They gave us winter hats at the media event, which was so appropriate because it was chilly.
Yeah, I just wonder if that was planned or because it was so cold, it just kind of fit with the...
They were going to give us like sunscreen or something, and then they had a big old change because they're like, it's cold, we're going to give them hats.
They waited the coldest day of the year.
They were going to give us flip-flops.
It was a fun ride, though. I'll say it was shorter than I hoped, but it was fun.
It was smooth. Like a lot of the new coasters that they, this is why I have hope for Guardians and Tron and all that. You know, the newer coasters that they do aren't the old rickety, jumpy coasters. What?
Shane said your face was priceless.
Mine?
Yeah, on the ride.
Oh. Yeah. I love coasters, though. I'm the daredevil out of the two of us.
What's funny is we were waiting in line and said, make sure you keep smiling. Don't look like you're not because we're being taped.
Yeah, I did. I like coasters. I took my Dramamine. I was ready. I was a little bit cold, but I was there. Thing is, here's the thing with this coaster. Before it's over before you can get yourself like all anxious and nerved up about it. And it's not that high. Like where we're from, like... We're used to Cedar Point with 300 and 400 foot coasters. So this is way, way, way smaller. But it's a smooth ride. You know, I thought it was fun.
No, I think it was a good coaster. The concept, I don't know if they, maybe because of space, that's why it's so short. And I think that might be the problem because they don't really have a lot of space over at Cedar.
No, and this is kind of considered a family coaster. You know, like Slinky Dog,
yes.
And stuff that doesn't go upside down. Mm-hmm. It's not anything that's going to like terrify you if you ride it. It's not like that at all. It's very easy going. Kids could ride it with no problem.
You do go sideways.
You do, you when you first go up, but it's nothing that is like terrifying. No.
And your harness, they got shoulder harnesses as well as the lap bar.
Yeah, so. It's easy peasy. But it was fun. It was fun to go. And then we got to... this week's Florida Living vlog, which my first one came out last week. I hope you watched it.
It was good.
I got more to add this week. I'm fine tuning it. So bear with me with more commentary because everyone's like, I want you to talk more. So yeah, I don't know why you want me to talk more.
As you get more. Well, you were talking more.
No, but I mean, like we put these things together and I'm like, I usually talk far too much, but they're like, why don't you talk more? So you asked for it. So that's going to be in this week's Florida Living vlog. They had like Icebreaker specialty drinks. So they had this Icebreaker like martini thing and it was in like this weird bubble and then the bubble popped and like poof and there was like smoke or something. You'll see it on Wednesday because
that was kind of cool. I don't know how that little thing worked.
It was really kind of cool. And then they have like of course theme merchandise because every new attraction has theme merchandise.
What's funny is I didn't see anybody else who's media go over there like you did.
Really?
I was watching now. One other person walked over there. Because it was kind of off to the side.
Oh, I'm gonna spot the merchandise for sure. Like, I ordered my drink, and then I saw merchandise, and I put my drink down, and I went to go check that out too. This will all be in Wednesday night's vlog, so you can see it. But it's just occupational, like, habits.
No, I know it is. But I think you were the only one that kind of covered it. I didn't see anybody else really go over there. I mean, they may have. I don't know. I wasn't there the whole time, but from what I saw, I didn't see.
Well, thanks. I try. I try my best.
She's always been that way with merchandise. Merchandise, like when D23 comes out and they ask us what panels and such we want to go to, merchandise is always number one.
Well, merchandise and like legends and stuff like and food. So what'd you say?
I like food.
Well, food, yeah. And oh, you had a burger at SeaWorld and it had a blue bun on it, right?
It was supposed to look like it was ice and that's, it had burned into it the logo for Icebreaker. And it was Wagyu beef, which I was shocked they had that there. I can't imagine what they're going to charge for just that little burger, but it was really good. I really enjoyed burgers.
Yeah, he liked the burger, and then they had like onion rings and they had waffle fries and stuff. So they're actually opening a little restaurant back there as well. Wow. It doesn't open until next month though.
Right, but there is previews for different pass holders. So if you're a pass holder, depending on what level of pass holder you are, go on their website and it will tell you when your preview is, if they haven't already emailed you with that details of that. But there is going to be previews for all the different pass holders before it opens to the public.
Yeah, so that's fun. All right, so I'm going to talk about something that kind of was in the news this week, and it's something really silly and nothing to like get your, you know, stuff all.
Iguanas falling out of trees?
No, it wasn't about iguanas. You'd be surprised. Maybe you wouldn't. I posted about the iguanas, and you should have seen that post take off. Like, people were, I can write a well thought out article. I could put hours into it, and Facebook shows it to 3 people. And I'll get like, you know, oh, good job, maybe 1 comment. I put out something about frozen lizards, and that post got like 1,000 shares or something.
What you need to do is title every blog frozen lizards.
Frozen lizards.
Every single one, hashtag frozen lizards.
Hashtag frozen lizards. I mean, it's crazy. I can't figure it out how they figure social media, like this post is worth showing, but this one is not. It's just crazy. But, but speaking of crazy, post that went viral on our page this week. Let's go back to this one. I didn't even tell you what we were talking about.
No, I have no idea where you're going with
okay,
this.
Okay, so I don't even know if you saw it, because he unplugs from what I do sometimes. He's doing his own thing.
I hate social media.
And you're sitting here on social media with me.
She makes me do this one. Sean! Sean should be here.
Well, anyway. Anyway. So did you guys see the post? Okay, so Disneyland Paris came out with they're having a 30th anniversary celebration, and they had like, you know, they're bringing back a projection show.
Oh, I did see this on our site.
Okay. You paid attention.
I paid attention this week.
Awesome. All right, so you get a gold star for actually reading our stuff.
Okay, I'm out of here now.
All right, bye. Okay, so one of the big things, and this went viral not just on our platform, which was kind of cool, but it went viral everywhere, news outlets everywhere, because Stella McCartney, who is Paul McCartney's daughter, and she's a designer. I have some of her perfume. It's fantastic. She designed
not a paid promo.
It is not. I just like it. She designed a pantsuit for Minnie. It was like a purple and black pantsuit with a matching but what?
It's horrible. Hate the new outfit.
Okay.
That's why it went viral. Nobody likes it.
This is true. So the reason that it, again, didn't I just say that us Disney fans do not like change?
But yeah, we always want change. Figure that out. We always want more. Maybe we don't want to lose what we have. We just want more added to it, I guess. Maybe not instead of change.
Maybe.
Okay, we'll work that.
But anyway, so this is like, I think people, which I didn't even realize it, so I go back and read some comments. So I've been trying not to read all the comments because it kills my joy sometimes to see people fighting in the comment section. So, but one particular theme that people kept saying about Minnie's pantsuit was it looked like pajamas.
That's what they're saying in the comments.
Are they? Yeah. Okay, so I didn't realize it looked like jammies until everybody started saying it. And it wasn't just one person that said it. It was, that looks like pajamas. That looks like pajamas.
But you know, and I'm not stereotyping or anything.
Watch what you say.
I'm watching what I say. But I can't tell you how many times I've been to the store and I see people walking around in their pajamas anyway. So maybe this was the intention.
No!
You go to Walmart on a Saturday, oh, I promise you somebody will be in there in pajamas. Actually, I saw whole families recently. They were all
at Christmas time, there was people in the malls in pajamas.
That's what
matching
I'm saying.
Matching pajamas.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Maybe that was the idea here because it's getting socially acceptable to wear your pajamas outside.
But it wasn't supposed to be. It was supposed to be a trendy, like, suit. I'm guessing.
Trendy pajama suit.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, like, I don't know. Are people agreeing with you?
Kind of.
All right. So, yes, Minnie apparently is wearing a designer pair of pajamas.
Does she have a designer purse to go with?
I didn't see it.
That's a missed opportunity with Disney.
Okay, but here's the thing. So people got all twisted up about this outfit. Because she wasn't wearing her polka dot dress. Well, it's not forever. It was just a sketch for Disneyland Paris.
It's not coming here.
No, and I can't help but wonder, though. Because I bet you. Because, you know, I'm going to watch what I say now. These days.
Watch what you say.
I'm watching.
We'll get cancel culture.
Okay. These days, a lot of people want to put out things that they know are going to cause a ruckus.
Mm-hmm.
A hullabaloo, if you will. And they knew some of these news outlets, I'm talking major news outlets, mm-hmm. put out, oh, Mickey's, you know, gets a new pantsuit. No, they didn't say in the headline or anywhere near the top of the paragraph that this is just for Disneyland Paris. It's a designer sketch. Minnie is not losing all her dresses. Like, and people went nuts. And that stuff, I believe, happens on purpose.
Oh, it does, totally, because the news outlets, all of them make money based on clicks and views to their website. I mean, just like that's how we make our living, somewhat. Not that
well, we don't do that.
But it's clickbait. And they put out these headlines, and if you just say, Minnie Mouse is getting a pantsuit, where? Now I have to read the article because I need to know. If they would have put Disneyland Paris, Minnie's getting a pantsuit, some people would have been like, okay.
Right.
If you're a Disney fan and it just says Minnie's going to be wearing a pantsuit, you're going to want to know, well, why, where, how's that happening? But if they just say Disneyland Paris, most people are going to probably ignore it.
This is true because I've seen other articles about something that gets changed. And it's in an international park that most of our audience or a lot of the audience in the U.S. does not even know about.
No.
So when they put something out like, oh, you know, Disney to lose this or that or closes this or changes that, people go nuts. Because they think it's something that happened here. But then when they open it, it's not here. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, the biggest one now is the new Avengers area that's opening overseas. And it's getting a lot of press and everything. But over here, nobody even talks about it, even though it's like Avengers Campus Part 2.
Yeah. Well, and like stuff, okay, I'm just going to be honest with you. Like when we put out stuff for, let's say, Tokyo Disney Sea or Disney or Shanghai.
Shanghai did when it first opened because everybody was curious.
Right, but like they have such cool stuff over there. But when we share that information, nobody cares or pays attention. Now I know it's on the other side of the world and they have really cool stuff.
And we do have followers over there.
Right, and we do.
Yeah, when we make those announcements, they do read them.
But, I mean, there's some really, really neat stuff. And I would love to go to the overseas parks. I don't know if it's in the cards for me, and you know, but I would love to see. And one of them is getting or has, since so much I don't know, has a whole Tangled theme area and ride that they were doing.
Wasn't that Disney?
Is it Tokyo Sea? Or is it? Anybody know?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
We just got to get you ready to get on that plane and fly.
Well, we're going to go back to California to cover D23.
That's right. We'll be there in September.
Oh, yeah.
We should plan a meetup while we're out there.
Is anybody going to D23?
Raise
Do you
your
want
to
say hi?
I don't see anybody's hands raised. Well, if you see us in the parks out there, come say hi.
Yeah, come say hi. And that'll probably be here before we know it, too, because everything goes so fast.
It does. It flies by, but that'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm excited.
So the pantsuit.
The pantsuit.
Went nuts.
Yeah, the pantsuit went nuts.
And well, look at it, though. You brought it here. We're talking about it here. I mean, it just that shows what a big to-do it became.
I couldn't believe I saw it on national news. I mean, and it's so I'm a comment reader, of course. So like on some of the national news posts, people were like, this isn't news, you know, or
it isn't you're a Disney person.
Yeah. Or, you know, why is this here? Because like they're talking about like real news that matters. And then they put Minnie Mouse in her suit up there. But if you think about it, last year, I think it was last year because all my time runs together, but they were making Minnie also a captain on Disney Cruise Line. Yes. And when she had her captain outfit, she had white pants on with the blazer and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So it's not the first time a girlfriend wore pants. And I'm sure it won't be the last.
No, and somebody even said she's a girly girl. So.
And I like her in dresses too, but I like dresses. Now, if we can get Minnie in some leggings, then...
Our leggings.
Our leggings.
So Barbie says she thinks it's Hong Kong, I think, with the Tangled.
Is it Hong Kong with the Tangled?
Right. Randy's offering to go as our valet if we need somebody to go with us overseas. Has Scott cussed yet? No, I am.
No.
It's early still. But we got like 25 more minutes.
It was around the 36, 37 mark last week because I went back and I watched to see how bad it was.
Heather's
was
going like, to be 23.
Oh, you're going to be 23? You have to make sure you say hi.
We will be there. Well, the two of us will be there. The boys don't always usually go to the...
No, usually we go to cover the expo. I want to wear a costume this time. Why are you laughing?
You're going to wear a costume this time. You're going to wear a pantsuit? I'm
going to wear pajamas. And then people can comment on my awful outfit.
I'm going to dress as a DC character. I'll throw everybody off.
No, you go to DC. They'll throw you out of there. They will grab you by your
costume.
Not if I'm
the Joker. No reason coming that close.
They're going to throw you out. But yeah, I would love to do that. Because, you know, out at D23, they really get some of the costumes because they have costume contests.
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
They are
it's
awesome.
Crazy good what they do.
Yeah, the what was it? When after Moana came out, there was
yes.
the one person that one was dressed as what the volcano. Wasn't that
it was Tafiti.
And then the other one. There was like, was it two people? Or was it one girl? Half the costume was one and half. I can't remember now. But then there was the guy who was the one who does Beauty and the Beast.
Yes. That guy. But that guy, he does that stuff for a living, and he is really good.
Really good.
Really, really good.
He did something different. I remember all 3 days
Lumiere the one day, and then he did an Ursula one time, and he had the prosthetics and everything to look like Ursula. It was impressive.
Yeah, he's a professional cosplayer.
Yeah.
That's how he makes his living, is winning contests.
Should I tell him what I thought of? Like
you
the mashup?
Can go ahead.
I probably won't do it, so I'm just going to tell you my secret. But I had an idea. What?
Nothing. I'm waiting for your mashup.
So, this year, one of the categories at D23 for the costume contest is like a magical mashup or something like that. So, and if you guys have seen like the shirts I've made for Lost Princess Apparel, I do mashups and I try to grab two of my favorite things and smash them together to make a thing out of it. Like one thing. I use the word thing a lot. Anyway, so here's my idea. Follow me, okay? So two of my favorite things, Disney-wise, are Tangled and the Haunted Mansion. So the costume, if I were talented enough to make one, would be.
You met that girl at the expo.
There's a girl at our expo that
locally.
Sews. Yeah. Anyway, so ready for it? So it'd be Rapunzel as the bride with the axe. So like Rapunzel with the hair, but her gown would be white, same Rapunzel style gown, but white and dirty looking, like dusty, and like an axe, of course, and then like you know. Something on her head, like for like a veil or whatever. But yeah, so it would be a Rapunzel, Constance Hathaway mashup. You think I could pull that off?
I don't know. I'm listening to all that. And I'm trying to put it together. I'm like, I don't know if it really.
I can see it in my head.
I mean, are you gonna walk around with Flynn's head?
No, that would be super like terrible and morbid. No, I wouldn't take it that far. It's a Disney convention. It's not like a horror convention.
You turn Rapunzel into a murderer.
No, for Spooky Empire, that would fly.
Oh, that would fly.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah,
I could do that.
You could carry his head in the lantern and light it up like the Hatbox Ghost.
Maybe. But anyway.
Now you're seeing how morbid she is.
No. I was trying to just take a, because that's one of the categories is a mashup, and it doesn't have to be things that go together.
No.
Like, they wouldn't, like a Jack and Sally mashup. wouldn't be as cool as something that comes from completely two different properties
yeah,
an attraction and a movie or a character and, you know, something else.
Shanghai's getting tingle here.
Oh, Shanghai is. Okay, cool.
No, that's what I've always wanted to do, and this is two properties from two different properties all together, but mashing it up. I want to do a Mandalorian Captain America costume.
How?
His armor and stuff would be Captain America's color scheme, but then you carry the shield. So it's more the Mandalorian than it is Cap, but it's Cap's colors on the Mandalorian costume.
I guess.
I've seen people do it with other things, so it is very possible. I've seen stormtroopers that have done it. So I think a Mando one, and the helmet could be red, white, and blue, and then, I mean, just the whole thing would be red, white, and blue. I think it would work.
I mean, there's a lot you could do if you think about it, you know, as far as putting characters together that you like.
Joe wants to dress as Mary Poppins and Maleficent.
How,
actually,
Joe?
He didn't say that. He just suggested putting those two together, but I think Joe wants to do that.
Like, how, Joe? How would one do that?
Who would be the... Because they're not 50-50, so who would be the...
Like, you would have to have an umbrella, right? But horns?
Why not?
But wings?
Are you judging?
I'm not judging.
You don't want to get wet when you're flying around.
I don't know.
You need the umbrella.
I don't know. But really, I mean, if we're going to go imaginative, you really could put two together.
You can do anything.
And you
can
really come up with anything.
Yeah, you can.
So...
Now I'm thinking in my head of all the different ones you could do.
Yeah. So another thing that went viral this week, which is really strange, is like years ago. So when there's not a lot of news, I will pull stuff out of the air. Like I said, this little phone right here has a ridiculous amount of photos, video, memes, graphics.
And most people are probably, it's about 10,000. No, she's got like 60,000 photos and videos on her phone. Over 4,000. Over 4,000 of its video alone. I can't imagine the storage she's used. And she hasn't run out yet, which is amazing. It says a lot for the Apple iPhone because there's a ton of stuff on that phone.
I need to take time and go through my phone and delete stuff.
You need like 2 months.
Okay, anyway.
Iron Mandalorian.
Oh, that's a good
Tony
one.
Tony Stark is a Mandalorian. Oh. I might have to go do some internet searching after the show today.
Well, we have until September to come up with
costumes. I'm coming up with a couple of them. It's a 3-day.
Except for media, so I don't think we can enter said costume, but we can walk around and look cool.
We don't have to apply for media. We can just go with paid.
We're going as media.
Okay. Grogu Mushu. I kind of like that.
Grogu Mushu. Aww.
Eddie Murphy's voice coming out of Grogu.
Yeah, that would be kind of cute.
If he talks like Donkey, but if he talks like Eddie Murphy,
like Donkey.
Call him Knights, I don't want to hear it.
Okay, so anyhow, back to things that went crazy. So a graphic we made, I want to say 4 years ago-ish, this Disney Never Have I Ever game. Did you see that? Like, it's getting picked up again out of the blue. Like, I don't even know why.
Actually, I saw Jimmy share it.
Well, Jimmy shared that from me, but yeah. I grabbed it. And it's what's funny is I had it lined up to be shared anyway this past weekend. And then I saw other places, because all of a sudden we started getting tagged everywhere, and I'm like, what the heck is all this? And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's that graphic from 4 years ago. But so the concept, it's on our page, but you know, you put down a point for everything you've done, and the idea or no.
Yeah, it was have it done.
Oh.
What, it's a never have I done.
Never have I ever. So it's a point for what you haven't done.
Correct.
So you want to have the lowest amount of points possible.
Right, because
I'm not good with games.
I ran through it really quick with Jimmy's, and I was in the top.
Were you Walt level?
It was four things on the list I had done.
So is there something at Disney that you haven't done that most people have? Because one of the things, there was a couple of things on there that I was like, oh, I haven't done that.
Now I want to look at the list.
Yeah, the list is, you can look it up. It's on our page.
Oh, it's on the site itself?
Is that, no, it's on our Facebook page.
Okay, you keep talking.
All right. So is there something that you haven't done? One of the things that came up was rope drop. And.
Oh, I have. You haven't.
I've never done rope drop. I'm not a morning person.
Me and Aiden did it for the 24-hour party.
Oh, yeah, you did the 24-hour party.
Mm-hmm.
Look under posts. It'll be there.
I'm trying to do is just take it for
granted. But anyway, so I was surprised. A lot of people had the same things. I think one of them was like a Disney cruise. Hoop-de-doo review. Yep, here we go. Okay, here we go.
So I can't remember what my four were now. I'm trying to go through your really.
I mean, some of them most people have done. Like, yeah, watch the Disney Channel.
I've never played mini golf at Disney.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. Played mini golf at Disney.
I know Corey has because he played it last time they were here. I've never done that. Haven't gone to a Hoop-de-doo review.
Sang the Pirates theme song, visited the Tiki Room.
I do that if I'm out at Disney.
Yeah, I know, right? Castle Stage show.
Fireworks, rode a Disney bus, done all that, tried to live. Disney Halloween costume, put a Disney decoration in her car. She does that. I didn't do it, but I drive.
I put Disney stuff in her.
Had adult beverage at Epcot. I really had to think about that if I ever have. And I think I tasted yours, so I guess that counts.
Have you tried my... This is not so bad. I've tried your booze, so it counts.
I don't drink.
I know.
Ever.
Goody, goody. I know.
No, I just like the taste. And it's expensive.
But yeah, so like a lot of it is stuff that most people have done. Yeah. But there will be like a few things that maybe not so much. Mm-hmm. Like worked out. Or the kitchen sink. Not everybody's had a kitchen sink.
Cinderella's Royal Table. That's one.
That's one I haven't done either. Isn't that terrible? As much as I love princesses, I have never eaten at Cinderella's Royal Table.
They didn't have park closed. First year we were here, we did that almost every time we were at Disney.
Oh my God, yeah.
I can't tell you how many times in the Magic Kingdom we were like the last maybe dozen people coming out of the park.
Yeah.
Because we would just, because they'll let you stay, or they used to, they let you stay as long as you wanted to and take pictures. But as you get closer to the front, security kind of blocks you from going back where you were.
So. No. I don't really know what they do now as far as getting people out of the park at night.
Shane said, for shame, we haven't done mini golf.
We've been to the mini golf places.
We went to play it once a long time ago, remember?
We did.
And we ended up not, I can't remember why.
Probably because we couldn't afford to do
it. We were probably broke
at the time. That's when we first moved here. We were always going to look at stuff.
That's when you saw the old
pavilions
that used to be over there.
You guys remember the big pavilions, the outdoor pavilions?
Fantasia pavilions.
Over by, you can see the swan and dolphin from there by the road.
Yeah, it's by the that mini golf's gone.
Is it?
Or is it still there?
No, it's there.
I know they destroyed the pavilions.
The pavilions are gone. Yeah. Isn't it weird how I can't even remember what's there anymore? Yeah, where? Because they put like the Skyliner things over there. Help me out, Alan.
The station.
They put the poles for the Skyliner. They have different things and they keep changing stuff. I mean, if you think about what wasn't on property when we moved here as opposed to what is now, it's drastic as far as different.
It really is. Galaxy's Edge didn't even exist.
Mm-mm. No.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, that whole part of the street. Yeah, we still had the Streets of America. We still had the stunt show. We had the tour. The Backlot tour was still there.
Backlot tour.
We had Star Wars Weekend.
We did have Star Wars Weekend.
That was a shame.
Yeah, but at the time, you were kind of meh about it.
Well, yeah, but now I wish we would have had it.
See, you don't know what you have until you don't have it anymore. Just saying.
I got over it. I'm getting Guardians right.
That's all he cares about is Marvel.
Marvel
anyway.
Matters more than Star Wars.
I know. Marvel's your Marvel trumps the Star Wars.
Although Mandalorian kind of pulled me back in a little bit.
I know.
Because I was always a fan of the Mandos. We'll see.
Yeah. And I lost my train of thought that quick because we were talking.
Something else viral?
No. Oh, that's what we were talking about, stuff that we haven't done.
Yes. But there's gonna be stuff in that list that you've never done that maybe wasn't on the list. I'm trying to think of something that
I don't know. We've never been to the Hoop-de-doo review.
No, we haven't. We talked to Ben about it. We used to be in the Hoop-de-doo review. And we've gone to Trails End and heard the music.
We have.
And the holler and the hoot and all that
stuff. The hoot and hollering. We haven't actually been to
it. We have never actually been to
it. But yeah. I'm trying to think what else before we wrap up for the evening. So somebody asked last week if we were going to be doing the Amazing Race Orlando, and we are.
We are. So we got into this game really late with everything.
Yeah. So we missed the first, the initial. Whatever.
You'll see why. It'll be on the video. You'll see why.
Wait. Okay. Sorry. But yes. So we are. Team the Main Street Mouse is in The Amazing Race Orlando.
Yes.
Now, when Give Kids the World asked us to partake, I was very iffy about it, but it's for charity. I'm just hoping that we don't have to do anything too scary because, like, neither of us like heights. So I'm not really sure how that's going to go.
If I fall and hurt myself.
No, it's not even a matter of falling and hurting yourself.
Fall from the top of a high regency, it's going to hurt bad.
No. It's just, like, you know you'll be safe, and that's the thing. I'm really trying to look at fear differently.
Yes, man.
Yes, it's the whole yes, man year. Like, I'm going to say yes to things. And that's something that I said yes to is this amazing race. And then after I agreed to do it, then all the little stuff started trickling out of, like, do you realize what you signed up for? And even Omar at Give Kids the World was kind of laughing. It's like, so are you afraid of heights? Is there anything you won't eat? I mean, like, oh, my God. Like, what are we?
I think Omar was just giving you a hard time, though. Because he did all the events. He's the one that created them all, and he told me that you'd be okay. Because they can't tell us what they are, because it's got to be a surprise. So when we filmed that day, which is February 18th, we actually have to be at our first place at 6:30 in the morning, or 6:15
in the morning.
6:15 in the morning at our first destination. And we will be able to post on social media, but we can't post the ending.
Yeah, so we'll be able to post all day from the Amazing Race, like, course and what we're supposed to be. We just can't tell you who wins. The premiere of the actual show won't be until the end of the year.
Yeah, he said later in the year it'll come out. So, but as soon as it does come out, we'll make sure to show. But if you are inclined and have the means, we are raising money. We do have a team goal of $2,500, which they told us because we came in late that they understood that we might not hit that. But I really think we can hit it.
I think we can totally hit it. Even if you donate $5, I mean, every little bit helps and it goes to Give Kids the World. It's not going to us. It's going to them. So if you look back on our page, on our Facebook page, if you scroll back a couple days ago, there is a link for our team, so for The Amazing Race.
Where's it at? On our page?
On our Facebook page.
I'm going to try to put it in the comments real quick.
Okay, maybe. Or I can put it in the comments if you want to donate to Give Kids the World and support Team Main Street Mouse.
You put it on the main page or in the group? Yeah. I know I put it in the group. Oh, that's right. I could have sent it to my page.
Yeah, you could have.
Help me. Grab that link.
You grab it wherever you need to.
That's funny. You go to my page and it's all my friends sharing the link.
No, that's really cool though, because, like, you know, I'm terrified to do this, and I don't know what exactly we signed ourselves up for, but we're doing it.
Wow, that link got really
big. And it's for the kids, so we're doing it. As Sean says, we're doing it.
We're doing it.
So, like I said, every little bit helps. And if you can't donate, if you want to share the link, that's great too.
Yeah, because, sharing it helps us out. Just,
again, this is for kids who, you know, wish kids that just want to go to Disney or go to their favorite theme parks, and Give Kids the World gives them that. So, Scott, just put it in the comment section if you are interested.
Yes. So, yeah, and like Omar was even telling us, he goes, every dollar counts. So don't feel like you have to give a big amount. Every $5 adds up, and if tons of people do that, then Give Kids World gets a lot of money to help out what they do. And what they do over there is absolutely amazing. And if you've never been over there, never read on their website what they do, look it up, because honestly, they are amazing people over there. And everybody we've met that works there, they're just all happy, and they're happy to do what they do. And they just find so much pride and joy in being able to see these smiles on these families' faces.
Yeah, so that's why we're doing it. We're trying to throw caution to the wind and just go for it. Again, it's yes, man, here.
And if we get hurt, we won't do it next year. Unless Omar
if I'm in a body cast or something because I fell off the death swing on iDrive.
I don't know. Omar might come up to us. Like, you guys want to do it again? He'll be like, it's for the kids. And you'll be like, yeah, okay.
I really hope. So there's only a couple things that I really hope that are not on our challenge list. And it's that Star Flyer swing on iDrive that's over by what used to be the Orlando Eye. And it's like that swing. It's the death swing.
Well, the scary part of it is that Omar loves that swing.
Oh, my God.
And he set the things.
Well.
But I know he loves it because he's wrote it, and he told me how great it is.
I don't want to do it. I'm afraid to do that. I feel like I'm going to have my anxiety meds in the car for the day.
I feel like my weight is going to break it. I'm going to fall and hit the cement.
Well, because he's already saying that because I weigh less, that I should be doing, like, the more.
No, but you can't do two in a row. You can't skip two in a row. So I have to do the next one, no matter what it is.
So, skip it. I'm not doing it. I'm scared.
I'm done.
Or what if, because there might be a camera person with us.
There
will be a camera person with us during the day. So all my hot messiness is going to be recorded. So if I like get scared and cry or freak out or be weird like usual, it's going to be on camera. So, oh God. So yeah, this season of The Amazing Race Orlando is going to be pretty entertaining.
We're joining the team.
God help us. I'm going to have to pull it together.
Although I got to give credit. Tim Tracker,
yeah.
His fundraising is absolutely amazing.
But he had a bigger head start.
He started in October or November.
So we're late to the game.
Yeah, I haven't checked it out last two or three days, but he was at $28,000 raised just the other day.
We're just trying to raise $2,500.
Yeah, we just want to hit the $2,500. But it's just when I see stuff like that and I know what it's going to, that's just fantastic and awesome and great for the village.
Yeah, I'm scared, but it'll be all right.
And we're actually talking to them about doing one of the live on locations from Give Kids a World Village, mm-hmm. if you're in the area and would want to come out. And then all the money from that will go back to the village. So the ticket prices that we sell them for, we will have a raffle still. Any ticket that goes to the raffle will go to the village. All of it, we're not keeping a dime of it. It will all get donated. So we're hoping that we can get a lot of you to come out and see that.
Yeah, Give Kids a World was game to let us do any of our shows there. So just stay tuned for that, because I think that it's kind of a way for us to do something different and get people more exposure to what they do at Give Kids a World. So,
which only can help them. Only benefit. Even if you can't give, but you can give your time, that's just as good as the
it really, it really is. They always help. And speaking of get-togethers and such, don't forget March 12th. Oh my goodness, March 12th at Disney Springs House of Blues mini meetup outside on the patio
with Minnie.
No, Minnie in her pink pajamas. We should have a pajama party.
No.
4 to 7.
Sure, I'll come out there in my pajamas. All I wear is shorts.
You have Grinch jammy pants.
In March?
I'm just saying, you do have them. You have Marvel ones, I do believe. Right? Okay, it's not a pajama party, I take it back. But yeah.
Cosplay. Dress is your biggest mashup. Then we get ideas for D23.
No. Well, we are going to be at Disney Springs, so I don't know if they would really want us walking around in costume, but you know.
They can turn us away?
Probably not. This is before we go.
That's right.
We have a winner for our Lost Princess Apparel giveaway. We gave away a tumbler.
The 50th Lux tumbler. Starbucks.
And the 50th anniversary ears and a $100 gift card to Lost Princess Apparel.
It's a really nice prize,
and I was too cheap to get myself one. So the lucky winner is
Michelle. You... No,
it's me. Oh my gosh, you should have. No, it's Stephanie Humphrey.
It is Stephanie Wong. Congratulations, Stephanie.
You are our winner. So
I'll put it all in your. When I send out your package tomorrow, I will include the fun
you
stuff inside there,
and
it'll be coming with everything. So congratulations.
Congratulations, Stephanie, and everybody who entered, thank you. We're going to do more giveaways at Lost Princess Apparel, and we have all kinds of cute leggings in stock. So lostprincessapparel.com, check us out.
And possibly some big stuff coming to Lost Princess in the next couple of months. So especially if you're local or if you're in the area, I'll just say it like that, and they probably know the answer.
Just wait and see.
But we're gonna be doing some construction in our space, so we'll just say it like that.
We're gonna be doing some construction, and there's gonna be things that you want to follow. You can follow Lost Princess Apparel and the Main Street Mouse on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of those.
We have a TikTok.
We do have TikTok. I'm really bad about remembering to do stuff every day, but we do have it. So everything is either under the Main Street Mouse, and it's the Main Street Mouse, not Main Street Mouse,
because it
won't work, or it's not us. And Lost Princess Apparel.
And don't forget the podcast RSS feed will be available. I'll have this one up probably within the hour or so. But you can get it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. So right now, I might keep submitting it to other places as I can, but I'll have the feed up there in a little bit. Make sure it's under TMSM. If you can't find that, look up the Main Street Mouse, but look for one with our logo on it, because there's another one out there that's not us.
It's not us.
It's a podcast that was about Disneyland, and it was only 7, but it wasn't us. But they did use the name of the Main Street Mouse.
He's all twisted up about it.
I kind of am, because it happened in 2021, and it's like, if you're a Disney fan and you go to type that name, you think we pop up.
Everybody knows who we are.
That's no, I'm just saying, if you come up with a name for a podcast, though, don't you want to look it up and see if anybody else has it before you just do it?
Well, I mean, yeah. But anyway, so that's not us. And once you
Oh, Stephanie was on.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I love you guys.
Yay!
You're
congratulations. Congratulations. Thank you for all your love and support. You're awesome.
No, I'm a Jersey or bus, really, Shane.
More jerseys will be coming too, you guys. So you that love pop culture jerseys, hang in because there's another release coming.
Yeah, the Figment one is going to be shipping here. Well, it's almost done with manufacturing from what I was told, and then they'll be shipping them out to me. And once I get them, then we'll get them shipped out. There was a lot of them, so it might take us 2 days to get all the shipping. But we'll get it all out. And I'm trying to decide if I want to drop the next one before that one, or once we have that one in hand, maybe. I don't know.
He's got them lined up.
I have at least the next two. I'm working on the third one. Then I also created a TMSM one, and I'm going to re-release the Boba Fett one because I've had a lot of people ask me about Boba Fett and the Mandalorian, so I'm going to re-release those two.
Yeah, there's some that we did a trial when we released last spring, and people want them, and we don't have them. So just stay tuned because we're going to work on that too. Because the jerseys, especially this last round of Figment jerseys, went crazy. So we want to keep giving people the styles and such that they want. So stay tuned because we're working really hard to get all of these projects together.
Tell you what, Figment will do that every month. I'm just going to keep reissuing that every month. I'll change the colors.
Just change a little bit.
I'll just go with the color change for the holidays. Put a different number on the back.
All right.
I do. I release another Figment, but you put your name and number on the back.
Yeah. Custom or person. Like a green Figment jersey for St. Patty's Day, and then red, white, and blue one for
the pre-sale will be up in 6 minutes.
No. Okay. So that's it. So it is time for us to go. Thank you so much for watching this week. We really appreciate it. Again, follow us on social media at the Main Street Mouse on all the different platforms. Again, congratulations to Stephanie.
Yes.
And I think that's it for this week. So I hope you guys have a wonderful week ahead, and we will see you next Monday. So have a great week.
Bye, guys. Bye. Take care.